At their February 2nd meeting, the Pocahontas County Commissioners received contribution requests from Art in Green Bank and from Northern Pocahontas County Community Assistance. Catherine Gillespie asked for a $5,000 contribution to help them meet their expenses as they provide a physical location for their approximately 35 artists to sell their products, as well as an online venue for those sales. Gillespie says she has made many personal financial sacrifices to provide artists with those platforms and wants equal financial support from the commission to that received by the Pocahontas County Artisans Co-op and the Pocahontas County Art Council. The commissioners explained that those groups receive an allotment from the hotel occupancy tax, while Art in Green Bank is requesting a contribution directly from taxpayers' money from the commission's budget. When asked by Commissioner Jesse Grossclose why those three art groups in the county don't consolidate their efforts and work together, Gillespie indicated that there are personality conflicts among them. Connie Moore explained that Art in Green Bank supports art education in the schools, and that is what the money will be used for. Despite their concerns that the three arts organizations are not working together, the commissioners granted the $5,000 contribution request for this year. Tony Bird and John Sparks of the Northern Pocahontas County Community Assistance asked for and received a $5,000 contribution, which they will put towards expanding the Green Bank Senior Citizens Center, which needs more room to serve meals to seniors and veterans. The commissioners also discussed a letter received from former prosecutor Eugene Simmons' lawyers in his lawsuit against the county commission. The letter said the law firm is seeking to have the commission pay them $48,800 for the legal fees Simmons incurred while defending himself from a complaint that then commission attorney Bob Martin filed against Simmons with the lawyer's disciplinary board. That board eventually dismissed Martin's allegations against Simmons. The commission is fighting the lawsuit that would force the taxpayers to foot the bill for Simmons' legal fees, since they contend that they did not authorize Martin to file the complaint, and he did so as a private citizen. Simmons' lawyers contend that there is legal precedent for the county to pay those bills. The matter now rests before the court. The commissioner said that George Murphy of Snowshoe has informed them that he has hired Lisa Cutlett as district manager of the Snowshoe Resort Community District. In addition, the commissioners agreed to provide the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau, the CVB, with a letter verifying that the CVB is the recipient of annual hotel occupancy tax revenues. Kara Rose explained that the letter is required by Pendleton Community Bank to renew their line of credit. Rose also said that the hotel occupancy tax revenues, as of November, were down 14%, but they are hopeful that that deficit will shrink as the winter season continues. In addition, the commissioners approved several small budget revisions and approved a resolution allowing the county prosecutor's office to apply to recover unclaimed property from the West Virginia State Treasurer's office. The commissioners also discussed the former Howes Tannery office building in Frank. Commission President Walt Helmick said that he has now received two estimates from construction companies to repair and restore the county-owned building, and both of these estimates are very expensive. Commissioner John Rubinsky suggested that the commission possibly put out a request for bids, or an RFP, for that work, and see if there's any group or organization in the northern part of the county willing to put that building to productive use if it is restored and is willing to maintain it. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.